Hi guys, this is Jenny.
Aya and Janella, and welcome to Lemons and Melons,
where we talk about love, friendship, pop culture, boys, and so much more.
Oh, and also a sneak peek into our lives, maybe. So without further ado, let's get to Lemons and Melons.
So how have you guys been since we last talked, Aya?
Well, it's been easy for you here in the Philippines. So basically at home. Before the start of the ECQ, though, I managed to go to SNR for to Guru Grocery Shopping because they have better stuff, basically. And dude, I mean, the lines were short, but grabe, a lot of mga stuff were already out of stock. And I went on a Monday, so imagine a lot of people went panic buying and stuff. And then in my head, I'm like, guys, the groceries don't close just because of ECQ. So it's really silly. But I think because, you know, it's going to be stricter lockdown and stuff. So a lot of people just, you know, try to stock up as much as they can. But apparently, like, the ECQ now is a bit more lenient than the one before. Like, there's still public transportation and then walang pass, I guess. Kasi I went to the grocery twice already and wala naman akong kailangan na pass.
Yeah.
So, making do with what we have. And I've been playing with my niece a lot. He's turning 5 months old this Monday. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an excuse for me to, like, buy the food that we want just to treat people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an excuse. Yung monster niya.
To celebrate.
Yeah. How about you guys?
Ako, ano, well, same, no, ECQ, just at home. Busy with work for the week. I've been doing trainings, so just a little background. I actually do trainings for Agile in the office, so I've been busy with that, juggling that, and also my regular work. Yeah, what else?
I hope they pay extra.
No, no extra for that. It's kind of part of my JD-ish. So what else? So since we're just at home, well, I've been working out. I actually committed to this 30-day parang breast yoga journey I saw on YouTube. Yeah, it's parang yoga with ADN siya. Yeah, so I'm on day 8 today and it feels good. It feels light. Yun. Ano pa ba? What have I been doing? A little busy with the Zen Club because we wanted to launch another product by September. Ooh, yeah, so exciting. Medyo brainstorming also with Mao. Yeah, I found my partner.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. So, yun lang. That's me. How about you, Jani?
So, actually, ang dami ko isi-share. hindi kasi, di ba nga parang so the Olympics has ended and yun nga, first, so I've been watching volleyball ever since. So, I'm so happy kasi nga yung USA won women's volleyball for the first time in so many years. And then, aside from Olympics, medyo busy ako with work. Like, I've been telling you guys, sobrang busy ko sa work. Dami ko, especially yung shot. Parang every episode na girl, nanta ko about Shutterstock. Pero talagang yun ang nagiging... nakakatawa nga kasi I've been parang doing job interviews din. Pero... nagre-rant din ako about Shutterstock. Nakakatawa. Kasi like, I've been doing a lot. Parang sabi ko, lagi kong sinasabi, stress ako sa Shutterstock. Pero yun nga, aside from work, medyo fun naman. Medyo active ako lately sa politics kasi ang dami nangyayari. Like, medyo controversial in San Francisco kasi we're the first city in the world na who will require vaccination everywhere. For you to show your vaccination card everywhere. So if you can't show your vaccination card, you can't eat anywhere. You can't even go to the bathroom. So ganun ka intense. So yeah, it's kind of like intense, pero medyo controversial siya among Republicans kasi nga 'di ba parang they're all about freedom ganyan. So
yeah.
So it's
parang most of the people there are talking about freedom from masks, freedom from
pero vaccines. Pero my point is, eh, di ba parang may freedom din naman yung businesses to not entertain yung customers. So, yes. Di ba? It goes both ways. So, yun, medyo, yun nga, parang, and then I'm also preparing for my, yun nga, kaya naging active din ako sa politics kasi I'm going to Texas next week. So, medyo, eh, yung Texas, di ba, they, medyo, ano sa surge siya. Medyo surge yung Delta variant sa kanya. Pero, I mean...
Take care.
Kasi ako medyo hindi ako natatakot because I'm vaccinated. So...
Yeah, but dude, you can still get... Yeah.
Yeah, pero it's not really that
and
bad.
And infect people.
Yeah. Yeah, pero yun nga. You're gonna do that if you're not gonna wear mask, di ba? Pero if you're wearing mask, parang mas madali mong... Mas may ano, parang mahirapan ka mag-spread din ng Delta variant. So, yun yung ano ko. Pero... I mean, tutuloy ko pa rin siya. So gusto ko siya ituloy kasi matagal na akong gusto pumunta sa Texas. So,
yeah. Dude, I've been seeing like, kasi I follow CNN on Twitter.
Yeah.
That since tumataas yung cases there in the States, like, they're thinking of going to stricter lockdowns and stuff. Yeah. So, I guess, yeah, you should... push through with your plans while you can. Diba there's this meme now na parang my fall plan and
then the Delta. Well, actually, kasi diba we're planning to go to East Coast in October. And then, I was thinking about if we're gonna cancel it. But my friends, my cousin and my other friend thought about like not canceling it at all kasi we're going to blue state. So we're kind of confident naman siguro na wala masyadong Delta variant doon. So, yeah, we're gonna push through with our travel plans in the next 3 months. So, yun naman. And then, ano pa ba? Medyo busy nga ako lately dahil sa work and then also meeting new friends. And then, I'm organizing a lunch with my fellow DLSU. Kasi we met last year, 2020. And hindi na nasundan yun because of the pandemic. So, so medyo excited ako doon. And... yun lang naman so far for me. Ah, ang dami nangyayari sa buhay ko. I'm also doing job interviews, so... yeah.
Nice!
Yeah.
Santa lang kami, like, on the other side of the world. ECQ.
Oh my gosh. Diba, like you said, maluwag naman siya, sabi mo?
A bit. Parts, yeah. Some parts.
Yeah, like transpo and stuff.
Yeah.
But like for here in our area, the pass is still needed if you go to the mall.
Pero how... kamusta ba yung cases sa Philippines ngayon?
Well, it just right goes now, up and up. 12,000, 13,000.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
13,000.
Yeah. Ano yun? Yeah, new cases.
Because
of
the... nag-increase siya because of the Delta variant?
I don't think it's just that. Because, like, before the announcement, like, while the ECQ was announced, there were talks na some LGUs were gonna require na no vaccination, no ayuda, no vaccination, you can't go out, stuff like that. I mean, I think that those were just mga hearsays, mga fake news, but it caused a lot of panic, so a lot of people tried to get vaccinated. Like, dude, when you see videos, it's like, it's like a zombie apocalypse.
I saw
a stampede.
Kasi yung mga, alam mo kasi yung mga Pilipino, kung ano-ano pinagpapaniwala sa Facebook, eh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's hard to filter.
Yeah
kasi, kunyari, let's say, in this barangay, they're giving out 400 shots for that day. And then, thousands of people would go there. And they'd go there as early as mga 2 a.m., 3 a.m., just to get a slot. And then, even if you go at that time, wala din. So, I mean, you can't blame them because...
Yeah. They're also driven by fear.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's not just like one person going lost. And people are bringing their families because, you know, they want to protect their family. So,
hopefully so it gets better.
Yeah. Hopefully.
So, anyway. So, on to our next segment. So, we're going to do yung... new segment natin, which is called What Are You Watching? So, Aya, what have you been watching the past few days?
Well, I've been watching a couple of movies. I watched The Suicide Squad.
Ang ganda ng Suicide Squad.
I have been.
Yeah, it's so fun. I mean, Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie, super hot. Super galing niya.
I should watch.
It's so funny, dude. I mean, like, the way... transitions to like new scenes and stuff, like yung mga throwbacks. Ang sobrang galing na paggawa niya. It's I mean, the plot in general, like the premise, is still the same as the first one. Like they, you know, mga convicts, la la la. But the way in executing James Gunn, super funny. Yeah. And then you should watch out for mga little cameos from cast of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be eagle-eyed. But like, they don't have big roles, but nandun sila. It's really funny. And then I watched also Fast 9.
Oh, is it good?
It's ridiculous. It's like they're trying to. I mean, I'm sure. I'm not spoiling when I say that John Cena is part of the cast. And then, apparently, brother Downey Dominic Toretto, see John Cena is like. They don't look alike at all. And then, parang, wow, they've had like 8 movies. They've been in the cinema for like 20 years. And ngayon lang siya nagkapatid na lalaki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah. And then, that's not even the most ridiculous part. One word. I wouldn't want to spoil it. Okay, space. Yeah, so.
Actually, yeah, medyo.
If you click on the hashtag on Twitter, you see all the memes and all the the non-spoilers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, space. And then I also watched Vivo, that movie, starring Lin-Manuel Miranda. I didn't read up on the synopsis and stuff. So, and I just saw ang cute ng poster. Oh, is it Lin-Manuel Miranda? So for sure, ang ganda ng songs and stuff. I thought it was gonna be a light movie. Dude, I ended up crying so much.
Yeah.
My heart was broken so many times.
Yeah.
Grabe, ang heavy. Sobrang heavy for a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really nice. You should watch it. It's on Netflix. Vivo. Not the cell phone, of course. Vivo.
Is it musical?
Yeah. But it's an animated musical film. Oh, okay. So, see Lin-Manuel Miranda yung
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cute. You guys should watch it. Pero nakaiyak siya. So, ready niyo yung tissue niyo. Sobrang daming feels.
Janelle.
How about you guys?
Me? Well, I've been busy. But every lunchtime, just to take a break, I watch this series called Cooking with Paris. For Paris Hilton fans out there, I'm sorry, but I have to say it. It's probably one of the dumbest thing I have watched. But I am there for the fashion because Paris is really, really fab. She cooks. Malay yung premise niya. Parang meron siyang cookbook, and the cookbook kind of looks like a. Ano ba yun? Yung scrapbook na maraming mga diamante, ganyan. Tapos, isin yung mga utensils niya for cooking, ano, may mga studs, ganyan. Well, I'm just there for ano lang, fun lang. You know, if you wanna watch something na you don't want to actually think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why yung mga guests siya per episode. So, the first episode is Kim Kardashian and they just like, cook. Breakfast meal something and funny lang yan yun sa akin. How about you, Johnny?
So I've been doing a lot of HBO lately. I've been catching up on Girls kasi I haven't seen Girls before, so I started watching Girls. Suggestion siya nung friend ko, so I like it. Right now, I'm watching The White Lotus. So, it's a new show on HBO. So, parang medyo ano siya, dark siya. So, basically, the story is like parang may group of people who went to Hawaii for vacation, but they all have different issues. Medyo, siguro 1 hour per episode, pero medyo drama, comedy siya. Pero sobrang fucked up niya. Like, ang daming issues na tinatakal, like colonization, LGBT, racism, mental health, marriage problems, rich white people problems, so medyo ano siya, medyo kasi actually ano siya, anthology, marami siyang sikat na stars, and then medyo all-star cast siya. Maganda siya. So far medyo hook ako kasi ang dami nangyayari nga. Actually marami siyang story, like marami siyang characters. It's siguro mga 13 characters, ganun karami. So medyo fun siya. And then I also saw Suicide Squad, so medyo masaya. I like that
one. Yeah, it's fun.
I'm gonna watch it later.
Yeah, and then thank actually, you guys. I actually am planning to watch kasi I'm not really a big Ryan Reynolds guy, but I'm planning to watch Free Guy. Yeah. I want to watch Free Guy this weekend kasi parang it looks interesting. So kasi nga 'di ba so the Free Guy premise is like he's a character. Well, a minor character in a video game world. Tapos bigla siya magiging major character. So parang medyo video game siya. So I'm very interested in the concept. So it's kind of new to me, kaya maganda. Mm-hmm. So pero I'm not really a big fan of Ryan Reynolds. Parang tama ba? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, hindi ako masyado fan of Ryan Reynolds. So
yeah. But he's really good in marketing though.
I respect him. Anyway, so ayun, in case our listeners aren't aware, we're all 90s babies.
Yeah, we're millennials stumbling.
Okay, so today we're taking a stroll down memory lane in this episode called 90s Kids.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So guys, what's your earliest childhood memory?
Madami, pero
wasn't like the earliest, the when you're like 2 or 3.
Kasi ako like okay, ako muna, sige. I grew up in New York until like 5 years old. So I I grew up like parang medyo snow ganun. Actually medyo racist nga ako nung bata ko, like
bakit?
Kasi nga parang before, like whenever I see like darker people, parang natatakot ako. So parang so medyo nakakatawa. So yun yung pa. Tapos isa pa yung ang dami nangyayari dati kasi we lived in Brooklyn dati when I was I was younger. And ang common feedback ng mga tita ko like when I see them na pag mga reunions. Kasi ako, nung bata ako, nangangagat ako.
You're a vampire, dude.
Yeah, like it's funny, they always mention that, like, pag may family reunions, oo, yan, nangangagat yan si Jen Carl. Pero, yeah, yun yung, sobrang, yun yung naalala ko before. And then, pero ano siya, medyo spoiled kasi ako dati, kasi only boy ako dati, dun sa where I lived, so parang and then ako yung youngest, so parang yun. And then madami ako na meet na new friends before, medyo friendly kasi well until now friendly naman ako, so it was easy for me to make friends before when I was a kid. So
hindi mo naman sila kinakagat.
hindi naman pero nung ano ba nung first day ko nung mga 5 years old ako, nung first day ko sa Philippines. So, I went to... Umiyak agad ako nung first day ko of school sa nursery. So, I guess normal naman natin, iiyak ka, di ba? Kasi parang iiwanan ka ng parents mo. So, naalala ko yung first day of school ko nun sa Ateneo High... Sa Ateneo Prep. So, umiiyak lahat.
Ateneo... Umiiyak kayo lahat?
Umiiyak lahat. Pati yung mga parents umiiyak, nakakatawa. So parang hindi ko alam. Actually when you think about it, mawiwirdohan ka, bakit umiiyak yung parents? I mean, either drop off mo lang naman sa school yung... Pero it's actually very sentimental lang. Kasi first step yun sa ano eh, parang growth ng kid mo. So yun lang. So yun, parang yun lang naman so far yung earliest childhood memory ko, ah. Yung kasi hanggang mga 5 years old, ah. So yeah, how about you, Aya?
Well, my earliest memory is a bit morbid. I remember when my older brother was buried. It was his burial. And then the pastor's wife, sobrang nakitan siya sa akin, I guess. Lagi niya akong karga-karga. And then when the service ended and before they put like the dirt to the ground, I peered through the hole pa and sabi ko sa kuya ko, "Hala kuya, uwi na tayo."
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fast, oh my God. So medyo sad, pero like, that's
how old are you?
I was like 2.
Oh my gosh.
Around 2. And then, pero something lighter. So when I was in nursery, like Janice, of course I was upset when my mom left me at nursery. Tapos, the next day, wala na daw akong pakialam. Sige, bye. And then, tinawag yung mommy ko sa school. And she said na, sabi ng teacher na, "Ma'am, yung anak niyo po, ano, hindi po ako pinapansin ng mga classmates. Sa kanya daw lahat ng attention. So yeah, so ako pala yung pasaway na bata na papansin. But like, she couldn't say anything bad. Ay, hindi, pinaka-bad. Kasi sabi ko, magaling naman daw, matalino naman daw. Pero nasa kanya po lahat ng attention.
Yeah.
Ng classmates niya. So yeah, that's me. How about you, Janella?
Ako, earliest I can remember, I have two. I have good and bad. So, sige, yeah. Let's start with the bad, no? Well, just like you guys, ano rin ako, umiyak din ako nung preschool. I think 2 days yun, 2 days straight, di ako makaget over, naiiwan ako dun sa preschool. Yeah. Tapos kasi naghahabulan daw kami, kasi ako na lang yung hindi umuupo sa upuan. Tapos iyak ako ng iyak, yeah, but ako iniwan ni mommy. Tapos, so, bad because, I think, as a kid, diba, we are all makulit.
Yeah.
So, siguro, nakulitan sa akin yung teacher at that time. Binuhat niya ako. Tas,
yeah.
Tapos, she dropped me sa chair.
Okay.
As in, as in sa floor ako ha. Hindi lang siya sa chair. Sa chair, tas sa floor ako. So, masakit. Diba? Parang ako, yeah. I'm just, sa isip ko ngayon, I'm just a kid. I mean, it's normal to cry because your mom left you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I told my mom about it. So, yun, kinausap nila yung ano, yung teacher. I don't know what happened after. Ayun, so, yun yung bad. Yung good, I guess.
Decided na yung teacher na
rin. Oo, grabe kasi. Parang sinaktan ako ng teacher. Yun ang maalala yung name niya. Yeah, so, yung good naman would be, I think, yeah, when I was 3, we traveled abroad. So, very vivid yun sa akin kasi it's a happy, very, very happy memory. And I remember this airline, I think it's Cathay.
Mm-hmm.
Ano siya, if you're a kid, tapos you're inside the plane, they give you toys. Para during the flight, parang you can color sa coloring book or you can play. Yeah, so very fun yun. And then, siguro, kung si Johnny na nga agad, ako ano naman daw, parang anywhere I go, I'm looking for an ice cream. So, kahit malamig, kahit sila sobrang nalalamig na, parang ako, no, I want ice cream. Yan. So, I guess, ice cream kid ako since then. Yan.
Ako
so,
naman, ano ako, more of cotton candy ako, ever since. Pero I like ice cream too. Anyway, so, do you remember the first movie you ever watched, Aya?
Yeah. Hercules, 1997.
Love it.
I remember like we entered the cinema. I remember, it was like, diba, right before the cinemas in the Philippines, pa yung pababa siya and stuff.
Mm.
And then, wala pang second floor.
Wala pang second floor. And then, it was a part where baby Hercules met Pegasus. So, yun yung hinog niya. Yun yung pinaka-earliest scene of the movie I watched in the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first movie in the movie theater. But like the most iconic film that I watched when I was a kid was The Lion King because we had the laser disc. Do you remember that? Yung laser disc. Remember, di ba? Ang saya-saya mo kumakanta ka. I just can't wait to be here. Tapos biglang namatay si Mufas. You don't understand what's going on, and you're just crying. Like the scene beforehand, diba, he was like, I can't wait to be king, la la la, and then the next scene, my God, so yeah, okay, that's me. How about you guys?
Ako ano, same with Aya, Lion King talaga. I'm super fan talaga ako ng Lion King. As in, may merch pa ako niyan, ano, shorts and shirt na color orange, tas may mukha ni Mufasa. Tapos parang suot ko siya everyday. Hindi ko talaga makakalimutan yun. Pero yeah, for me, it's Lion King. But at that time, yung pagkamatay nung dad wasn't that impactful
to me. Yeah.
Yeah, parang it's just sad na parang, oh no, patay na siya. Pero parang, pag binalikan ko ngayon, parang, shucks, nakakainis si Scar. Alam mo yung ganun? Dati wala pang angst eh. Parang sad ka lang na, oh no, the dad died. And then, okay, ano na gagawin niya next? Yan. But ako, yeah, Lion King. The best. How about you, Johnny?
So, ako, may different experience ako. Like, first movie ko I saw in a movie theater was Lion King 2. Pero, first movie na napanood ko through VHS was yung Beauty and the Beast, not Aladdin. Aladdin na lang yung next. Pero, Beauty and the Beast yung first. Like, I mean, until now, memorize ko pa rin yung songs ng Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, kasi ano eh, like I said, parang feeling ko naging big factor yun why I'm a Disney kid right now.
Yeah.
Kasi nga parang ever since talagang Disney, yung pinapanood ko, like, everyday pinapanood ko Disney. And then also yung Barney. Pero mas more on Disney. Pero yun nga, I love Lion King. Like, yung Circle of Life pa lang, dun pa lang parang medyo nashock na, na ako before.
We are all Lion King, baby!
Diba?
Yes.
So, yun, I like Lion King. And then, after noon, yun na, okay naman yung mga Disney movies na napanood ko, like yung Mulan and other. So, kaya nagustuhan ko rin yung Disney. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, medyo silly. You guys remember your first crush? Did you play Flames with both your names?
Wait, ako muna. So,
yeah.
So mine is weird kasi di ba nga, I'm in an all-boys school. So yung first crush ko is actually my teacher. Yeah. So, ayun.
Subject.
Sino ba yan? Language. Language. Basta, yeah. Basta medyo, medyo nakakatawa nga nun kasi parang, yung mga teachers doon, nagpapa-kiss sila sa cheek. Yung sa mga students.
Oh,
so medyo nakakato. Pero, yeah, we did Flames before. Yeah, 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 of course.
So, we did. Naalala mo pa?
Marriage.
Obviously, it didn't happen.
And are you still in contact with this teacher?
Oh, yeah. Friend ko naman sila sa Facebook. And then, yeah, kasi before, nung grade school kami, pag Valentine's Day, lahat ng teachers binibigyan namin. So, yeah. Yung mga classmates, pag let's say, pag crush mo yung teacher, tapos binigyan mo, kinikilig sila. Ayun. So, yun. Yung parang, ganun, yun yung first crush ko, mga teachers ko before, nung grade school ako.
Ako yeah. Ano ba? I can't remember na the name, pero... Kasi siya yung crush ng lahat, so naging crush ko din. Parang, kasi crush ni, kunyari, kasi crush ni Aya si ganito. Oo, crush ko din yun. So, gaya-gaya lang ako. Yun. Tapos Flames, grade school. Yeah, yes, of course. So, yung mga crushes ng grade school, every, grade level, meron akong different crushes. So, every time, I do Flames. I think I still do now. Yeah, but I can't remember na kung ano yung mga lumabas noon. Very silly, silly memory. How about you, babe?
Okay, I remember my first crush. It was in preschool. Malandi akong bata. His name was Kevin. And I even have a picture of him here. And sin sa photo album ko siya. And then, sobrang lambi ko tingnan, sobrang kinikilig ako sa picture. And medyo memorable siya for me kasi I had a crush on Kevin and then this guy named Michael had a crush on me. And Michael, he gave me a stem of a rose and then yung rose, binigay ko kay Kevin.
Grabe, you broke Michael's heart.
I knew, I was a terrible kid. So yeah, kaya naalala ko pa yun, yung si Kevin kasi... Yan nga, because of Michael. But, yeah, I did play Flames with their names. And then, funny nga for me, is this, if I don't get married, i-edit ko, kunyari, like,
you gotta do what you gotta do, girl.
Yeah! Kasi, talagang, minipilit ko na marriage.
First ever crush.
Yeah.
Cute.
So, yeah. So, I'll show you guys the picture later.
Ang
cheeky ko.
Please.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the name of my first crush. Ang hirap. Kasi nga nakikicrush lang ako nun.
Kaya hindi memorable for you.
Hindi ko siya maalala. Okay, anyway. So, what games did you use to play as a kid? I'm very particular din with Johnny kasi, di ba, all boys.
Yeah.
For me, ang dami kasi namin, wala na kasi, hindi na kasi sa uso ngayon, like yung mga patintero, yung mga dodgeball. That's staple pag all boys, dodgeball. Yung gagawin naming bola yung handkerchief namin. Tapos yun yung pinaka ano namin. And then yung, yeah, patintero, ano ba yun, yung jumping jacks ba yun? Tapos yung Chinese garter na nilaro ko yun.
Meron din.
O, Oo, ano pa, basta ang saya dati, di ba? Kasi parang yung mga recess, sobrang, recess or lunch, sobrang participative ng mga students. So parang maglalaro ko talaga. Unlike ngayon, parang puro digital na, parang ang corny. Yeah. I don't know.
Everyone's on iPad.
Yeah. So yeah, yun, yung mga nilaro ko, puro mga ano bang tawag doon? Mga street games, mga ganun. So,
yeah. Street games.
Tagu-taguan, makiran. Mga
classic.
Ganun. Yeah. Yeah, yun lang for me.
I used to play a lot of Barbie dolls. I had a lot of Barbie dolls. As in, I was super spoiled. I had a huge, as in, naka-divide nga siya to three parts. A house, actually, like a mansion. She had a car, she had a boyfriend and everything. So I had everything. So pag Barbie.
Yeah.
Barbie ambassador si Aya before.
Yeah, Barbie ambassador. And then, before, me and my friend Bianca, because we had different kinds of Polly Pockets.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Kasi pag kunyari, may storyline, kunyari, nag-away ganito, nag-break si ganito. And then, pag bored na kami, nag-exchange kami. Tapos, binabalik na namin sa isa't isa. Aside from that, I was also into a lot of mga physical games. Kasi, I borrowed chalk and then make my own, like, pattern terror fort sa mga, the parking lots and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was a bit of a tomboy, so I used to play with a lot of boys. As in, after school, diba before sa uniform, nakasando ka, I'd take off my shirt and my skirt, I'd just wear my sando, put on shirts, and takbo ako sa party, naghahanap ako ng kalaro. And we had a playground there, but you know, we ended up playing ice water, basically, mga running games.
Wait, ano ulit yung ice water?
it's like tag, but when you have to freeze.
Like, ang goal
is that
freeze. Oh my God. Isa ko pa naalala yung Marco Polo.
Yung langit lupa din.
Oh my God.
You guys know that.
Yeah,
diba?
Super fun. I was super physical, and then I just remembered na, alam mo yun na, I'd get in trouble for going home to my sugat and stuff, but you know, I was like, whatever. And I even remember that before I used to play Power Rangers with my friend Erica, and the thing is that she can't forget me forever because I'm the reason why my pasado sa niya because we were both competing to be Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
Well, no, I sabi niya na sa Pink Ranger, nagalit ako. I pushed her dun sa like a wall thing, and yun ngayon meron siyang scar dun sa knee niya. So yeah, I was a very brutal kid. Yeah. So how about you, Nala?
Medyo same with Aya, no? Although, kasi medyo boy siya ako as a kid, so I like, takbuhan talaga, habulan. Yeah. Yeah. Tapos lagi akong, pag lunchtime, I go to the clinic kasi may sugat yung legs ko. Yun, lagi ako nadadama. So, pag umuwi ako, si dad, magagalit sa akin. Kasi, well, sabi niya sa akin, yung legs mo, magkakapeklat yan. Diba? And just like I'm big on Polly Pockets. So, it's something that lagi kong pinapabili, for example, when we travel. Yan, sabi ko, I want a Polly Pocket or pasalubong Polly Pocket, please. Yan, ganyan. Mm-hmm. What else? Bukod sa takbuhan, bukod sa Polly Pocket, baril-barilan sometimes. hindi lang mukha, pero yeah, medyo boyish ako when I was younger. Although my mom always wanted to dress me up with mga white leggings and dresses and ruffles.
Yeah, that was a thing, the ruffles.
And of course, Chinese garter, 1020.
Yeah.
And then going home with your socks all black because naka-socks ka lang tapos parang minop mo na yung floor ng school.
Yeah. Good time.
True. So yun, yung games ko before.
But you guys have any fond, silly childhood memories? Na yung parang when you look back, you're like, I can't believe I did that. Or sobrang, ang tanga ko naman ng bata ko.
Well, na-share ko na yung sa akin.
Ako siguro, yung fashion sense ko noon. Parang, Well, uso naman before yung ano, diba? Elephant pants.
Yeah.
But I mean, looking back, parang ako, why? Why did I even?
Ay, before actually, mahilig ako mag suspenders, saka maging jumpers, yung gano'n.
Oh my gosh, jumpers,
same. Oo, yun yung favorite ko before.
Yeah, yun.
Me, when I was 5 years old, my mom likes telling me this. And sa tinanong sa mami ko, mami, nang taon ako? 5. Tapos, I brought out my hand, it's like, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yay, buti na ako. Oh my gosh. So obviously that didn't happen when I was 10. But, and then childhood dream ko before was to become a basurero.
Oh my gosh.
Ako naman maging ano, cashier. Yeah.
Basurero. Okay, I saw that like kasi nilang travel and stuff. And
that's so funny.
Sige, nilis-miso ko sa bahay para maging basurero ako. Yeah, that was the dream. Obviously, it didn't happen. But yeah, I wanted to be a basurero.
Ayun.
But like, what's something about the 90s you wish was still a thing today?
So I mentioned this before in a tweet na yung Glicos, one of the, sobrang ano siya, parang go to like
Glicos baby din ako.
Yeah, Glicos talaga before. And then ano pa ba?
Before Time Zone was cool.
Yeah. Before I used to go to I don't know if you know kasi 'di ba Dreamscape sa Robinson's Galleria siya.
Mm-hmm.
Medyo parang mini amusement park siya. So I love going there. And also yung sa ano pa
pangalan? Storyland
yung sa SM.
In
South Mall.
And then meron pa yung sa Festival. I forgot yung Festival Mall. I forgot. Pero
yeah,
meron sila yung parang Fairyland. Parang gano'n.
And then yung pambata.
May yung Fairy something. Ewan ko. Basta
I remember that because yung fun house, sobrang nakaka-traumatize.
So, ayun. And then, of course, I mean, yung always going to EK. So, pero, I think pa rin naman siya ngayon. Like,
yeah.
So, ayun. And then, I like also yung mga rubber shoes before na may mga ilaw.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, so, yun.
Sobrang cool kid mo na pag may ganun
ka. Super!
Yun. Ayun lang for me. Yeah.
Me, ano, the Flintstones of multivitamin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. You thought that you're super powerful.
Yung gagawin mo candy.
Yeah, di ba? Yeah, sobrang, like, it's the vitamins na sobrang, na kumukupit ka pa dun sa lalagyan. Kasi
yeah.
Sobrang sarap niya.
More than one yung iniinom per day.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I wish that kids, yeah, as you guys mentioned, were still played in the dirt, still played outside.
Mm.
Because, like, my nieces, like, they're in a hurry to grow up. It's like, dude, enjoy your childhood. Enjoy it while you can. Enjoy playing. I still play to this day. I watch a lot of cartoons, honestly. But, like, you should enjoy being a kid because someday you'll have a lot of responsibilities and you won't get to enjoy what you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like don't be in a rush to grow up. Yeah, and I wish na mas maraming mga physical toys and stuff as opposed to, like, being on an iPad or phone
all day.
Because it's bad for your eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ako nga ngayon, If I can, I'll just like put my phone away and just play with Athena.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wish that kids would play more physical toys rather than being on the internet and you know trying hard to grow up.
Mm.
Like you're gonna regret it someday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Janella.
Oh, I think frustration sa toy. I really wanted a Furby.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, not the other Furby. I really wanted a parang frustration ko pala about Furbies. Na joke lang. Yeah, I wanted a Furby, but then sabi nga nila it's a creepy toy because even if you turn it off, it still laughs in the dark.
It looks like ano kasi yung gremlins. Alam mo yun?
But I really wanted to have that before. What else? Siguro magazines.
Oh.
I mean, everything is virtual now.
But I still have magazine subscriptions now. So
yeah, now but But I mean, yung magazines before na, I don't know if you guys know K-Zone.
Oh, yeah. Yung mga kiddie magazines.
Yeah. And then, as in, sumasaya ako sa mga contest doon. As in, I, ano, oh, as in, I sent my, ano, my answers. What else?
Actually, I thought of something na, ano, yeah, na go. I still wish na major thing today. Yung like, you'll go to like summer camps, like you wanna go swimming, yung wanna learn swimming, yung ganon. Yung, kasi di ba parang di na siya, di na siya thing ngayon. Like, yeah. you wanna learn how to paint, ganyan, ganon. Di na siya thing ngayon eh. So, yeah.
What else? Like, parang yung lessons na lang. Like, individual. Mm-mm. And you'd have to shell out cash pa talaga for that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I think another thing is, in grade school, for example, we used to write letters to friends.
Mm.
And then we use yung mga mababango na stationery.
With
glitters, yan. Yeah. Something I miss. I wish lang na, ano, so kids also are, ano, very creative in terms of writing letters. What else? Stickers.
I still write, though. I still write.
Yeah, like, I do as well. Yeah. Stickers. So, sticker books. Yeah, I have that as a collection. Something that I really miss. I wish na, you know, meron pa rin sana.
You can still buy stickers.
I'm not sure if kids right now would be ako.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's go on to our kind of new segment. Would you rather? Basically, mm-hmm. we have to choose between one thing and the other and explain why.
Mm-hmm.
And medyo fast lang siya. Okay, first of all, are you team Cartoon Network or team Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Powerpuff Girls, Cartoon Network, Shocks, Hirap. Okay, yeah. Nickelodeon.
And then ever since kasi like, yeah, like I like Rugrats, I like yung,
Hey Arnold.
Hidden Legends of the Hidden Temple, yeah. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Yeah. So, that's why, I mean, I like yung mga other din naman sa Cartoon Network, para mas gusto ko yung Nickelodeon, so, yeah.
Yeah, I think kasi they had stuff for little kids and stuff for big kids. And mm-hmm. you're feeling big kid ka, di ba?
Yeah. Ano yeah. ka rin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, team Nickelodeon also. Would you rather young Leonardo DiCaprio or young Brad Pitt?
Leo so for me. Hard. Leo for me. Kasi, hindi kasi ano, siguro mga 100 times ko na parang yung Titanic. So favorite ko yung Titanic before. So Leo talaga akong before. I mean, Brad Pitt, I like Brad Pitt now naman hanggang ngayon. Ngayong old Brad Pitt ngayon. Pero talagang before nung childhood ko, Leo talaga ako. So, yeah.
I'm Brad Pitt, but then I have to say something about Leo. When I was, when the bite was like 1996 when it aired, and syempre we didn't understand that the scene of the car was a sex scene.
It's just steamy, you know. It's raining inside the car.
We pretend, what we do is we go to the window and we're looking at some, and like, we make it steam. That's not
the you guys mimic the, ano, the action.
That was, we didn't even get what was happening. But naalala namin yung window, tapos may fog and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, young Brad Pitt had a huge crush on him as Louis in Interview with the Vampire. Sobrang guwapo niya doon.
Super. Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, this is super. So hard. I can't choose.
Like yung tiebreaker, sino? Leo or Brad?
Oh my God. I think, ano ako, young Leo, sorry. Even if young Brad is super...
Di ba, like, gusto rin naman ni Aya si Leo, so...
Yeah, young Leo because he seems super fun.
Yeah.
He seems really super fun. Not just sa Titanic, but I think until now, he seems super fun. Mm-mm. But yeah, young Leo ako.
Mm-mm.
Would you rather be the best friend of Lizzie McGuire or Raven Baxter?
Lizzie McGuire.
Really, I'd rather be friends with Raven because like she can tell the future. So you know,
so I can tell if this guy will also like you.
Hula friend ako. And then like she's a fashion designer, so she can like make you clothes and stuff. Feeling ko mas fun si Raven. You see Lizzie parang medyo she just had like cool clothes and stuff. But
yeah.
Ako team Lizzie kasi ano ba? Ano siya eh, parang big girl, small girl.
Actually,
she can give you a good advice, but at the same time, she trips. Alam mo yon, yung ganon. Yeah. She's kikay. I don't know. Team Lizzie lang ako dito.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same.
How about you, Danny?
Yeah, Lizzie din ako. Like, she's adventurous, so I like her, so yeah.
Pero in fairness to Lizzie McGuire, sobrang unforgettable talaga yung movie niya. Kahit, like, TV movie
oh,
naman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what dreams are made of.
Okay, so, if may, may makinala kong Paolo, lag kong sasabi, sing to me, Paolo. So, like, before they get it, and then you just, like, laugh about it.
Yeah.
So, would you rather join Legends of the Hidden Temple or Double Dare?
Legends ako for parang ang yeah, ang, go, yeah. Ang iki kasi ng Double Dare like yung mga goo before like hindi ko masyado gusto yung ganon pero
like the diba you had to like pick the giant nose
yeah mga, ano. It's oh, fun though
yeah.
But it has always been my dream to ano eh to join the Legends of the Hidden
same,
Temple
same yeah.
Blue barracudas for life
yeah. Silver kind of, snakes
like, yeah
funny because diba the statue of the silver monkey. 3 pieces lang siya. But every time, nahihirap sila. Why?
Yeah.
Because of the temple guards.
Actually, it's... alam niyo ba, like, during the pandemic, like, one of the things I did was actually watch one episode of Legends of the Hidden Temple. Wala lang, kasi wala akong magawa. So, ang fun na panahon.
Diba?
On YouTube, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super fun, dude. And before me and my cousins, we'd pick the sofa, like the pieces of the sofa, and you create our steps also para mag-descend kami and stuff. So yeah, sobrang fun nga. Yeah. So, would you rather watch the Spice Girls live in concert or hang out with the 90s gang of friends?
For me, I was never a fan of Friends. Like, I tried watching Friends, hindi ko talaga nagustuhan. So, Spice Girls. I mean, I'm a diehard Spice Girls fan, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Jenny on this, Spice Girls. I mean, I have watched Friends. It's amusing, but...
How I Met Your Mother ka, no?
Medyo oo. Mas ano ko, Ted Mosby.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But yeah, Spice Girls live. I wish I can watch.
Yeah, Spice Girls, because... I guess, like, when we were kids, like, we'd pretend pa to be a Spice Girl and everything. Yeah. I was always Baby Spice. As in, lagi ko pinaglalaban, I'm Baby Spice. Yeah, I always have, like, I don't know if you know this, in, like, my mga Halloween costumes, lagi ako may pigtails. It's because of Baby Spice.
Favorite ko rin si Ginger kasi ang daring niya lagi.
She left the band, though. Diba?
Yeah, early. Yeah.
Baby Spice. I think everyone likes Baby Spice.
She was the most popular before. So, yeah.
Because she's the cutie of the group.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then, para most most misunderstood si Victoria. Kasi sobrang quiet.
At that time, we were like, what, 10, 11? 9 to 11. So, yung pagiging posh ni Posh, hindi ko pa siya naiisip.
Yeah, hindi mo ma-appreciate.
Pero ngayon siya yung richest, di ba?
Yeah. Of course, Beckham.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, on a more serious note, what's like one piece of advice you wish you could give your childhood self?
For me, to not, kasi before, lagi ako nagmamadali to do stuff. Like, siguro, live in the moment. Don't rush things. Yun lang for me. So, yeah.
Mm-mm. About you, Janella?
For me, as a kid, because you guys know I'm a morena, right? So, as a kid, I was being teased with maitim ako, or nognog ako, or something like that. And growing up, I felt like I'm not enough because it's not what people like. Mm-hmm. So, siguro, an advice that I would say to my younger self would be, you're fine. And you're gonna be fine and you're gonna be pretty. And you know, you have to be confident in your own skin. So, yun. And at the same time, same with Janina. You worry less and enjoy yourself being a kid. Because when you grow up, you'll really miss a lot. You'll miss the times where you don't have to worry about things. You don't have to worry about bills. You have to do is to worry about if... you would ace school and if anong susunod mong lalaroin, anong susunod kong gustong kainin.
Yeah.
So just enjoy and worry less. Yeah. Yan lang. How about you, babe?
Me, like you, to love yourself more.
Mm.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to be teased a lot because of my lips. Mm. And then I even asked my ate friend, Ate Shelo, kailan ako pwede mag-grocery? Kailan pwede pa rito, okay?
Diba? Oh no, ganun nag-effect no, pag-cake.
Yeah, I was, kasi they were so mean to me. Like, they can't say I'm stupid because like I was the nerd, I was a smart kid, and I was active, so they can't say that I'm lame. So they used to tease me a lot, and I didn't get over my insecurity about my lips until I was in college, because like then people didn't care, and then it became a thing. People wanted plumper lips, so it became an asset. But yeah, dude, I remember I didn't even want to wear mga colored lip gloss and stuff when I was like high school and elementary, because people used to be so mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then also is to just enjoy. Oh yeah, like you guys, enjoy the moment, because when you're a kid, like you have, of course, for you, big deal yung mga issues mo. But like in retrospect, when you grow up, you have to worry about bigger things. You have to worry about putting food on the table, paying bills, and all that. So just enjoy being a kid, because it only happens once, and then you're gonna miss it. You're gonna miss all the silly things when you grow up. Because right now, diba, we're like looking back na. Dati, sobrang natatakot tayo pag duguan-duguan tayo, pag natin. But, but now, it's like, huh, those were the good old days.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Something so, you look back and just laugh it off na lang.
Yeah, I wish like more kids would be like that too, dude. I mean, like, just enjoy being a kid. Don't hurry to grow up. As in, I'm not on TikTok, but my nieces are. And I see the kids doing the very sexy dances. They're getting younger and younger. And it's like, stop, please, don't. No, you're a baby.
You're a tita na talaga. Ay,
yeah. Dude, imagine naman kasi, like the very suggestive dances.
Yeah. When they're like, because of TikTok kids. As well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The things they see kasi, they mimic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, that's me.
So yeah,
hi.
Yeah, it's so fun to go down memory lane, no?
Yeah, it goes to show that we all are really kids at heart. Like, never use your inner child.
Mm-mm. It's fun to look back to one's childhood. We had a happy childhood, not the three of us.
Oh, naman.
Yeah, diba?
Yeah.
Especially when you get stressed out by the challenges of adulthood.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So anyway, before we end the episode, we want to plug our social media accounts. Aya.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is IMA07. That's Alpha India Yankee Alpha. Mama Alpha India 07.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I have the same handle. It's at MLJBMXX.
So mine is the same as well. Jani Gavile. JANNIEGAVILE. So... yeah, and then Aya, please plug our podcast Instagram. Yeah,
you can follow us at Lemons and Melons _. That's Lima Echo Mama Oscar Nancy Sierra Alpha Nancy Delta Mama Echo Lima Oscar Nancy Sierra _.
All right. And speaking of, we've also expanded our reach. You can listen to us now on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Overcast, Stitcher, Castbox, Casterfield, and Breaker.
Yes, and please don't forget to rate us on iTunes and leave a review, please. Yeah, and also feel free to submit questions for us to answer in the next episode.
Yeah, but for now, this is Aya,
Jenny,
and Janella of Lemons and Melons saying bye for now.
Hope you can listen to our future episodes. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Mwah.